Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello and welcome!
Oh, hell to the no.
Go fly a kite!
Why are you saying that?
It's National Fly the Kite Day.
I don't want to fly kites.
I like kites.
I wouldn't mind if you wanted to go fly kites.
You and your buddies, grab those kites.
Happy National Fly a Kite Day.
Kite Day.
Is showtime! All right, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, at about 6:08. Carla, it's Tuesday morning.
Already.
Show number 2135 officially.
Yes. Yeah,
officially
okay.
2135.
Okay. All right,
with that,
gotcha.
So, all right. And, of course, everybody had a nice weekend.
Yes.
Everybody, the high seas out at Lake Mead.
Yes, wonderful. We kind of, sort of, in radio world, were able to get a little extra time. It was awfully nice. Yeah.
Good.
Yes, Mike. Yes, just call me Admiral. I had a little Admiral hat.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I got one. And, yes, it was wonderful. You got a little windy, but it was good.
You would have thought you got something after that six-hour test.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no kidding. After going to, and getting my degree in water safety.
Yes.
If anyone would like, if you need any questions answered on your water vessels and the safety of them, just let me know.
Yeah. Jody and I flew up to Seattle to see my daughter and grandson and had a great time.
That's so cool. I saw he's really cute.
Yeah, he's getting big.
He's cute. He's getting big, but he's still very compact.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a little one.
Very close to the ground.
He's very, very cute. And here we are Tuesday already. Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I know.
Big win for the VGK last night, game one against Montreal. John Schaefer next half hour will be along to talk more about that. And we have a concert announcement. Well, not really a concert announcement, but an artist has been here before is coming back.
Yeah, it's nice. Good
for
to see.
A residency, and we're good to, and we'll have that information for you here in about 15, 20 minutes. All right. Sunshine, hot, excessive heat warning again today, high near 115. 116 tomorrow. Hope you packed the powder.
Oh, did I ever?
It's 82 now. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I think it's cooling off by Father's Day. I think it's only going to be in the low 100s.
Uh-huh.
If you want to do something nice for Dad on Father's Day, don't offer to help him grill. A new poll found that most dads, like three-quarters of dads out there, don't want anyone helping them.
Nope.
When it comes to manning the grill. So just leave them alone. Let Dad do it. By the way, second only to July 4th, Father's Day, in popularity when it comes to barbecuing. More than half of Americans, they have a bucket list. And there are some trips they want to take now that the pandemic is we're in a better place anyhow. Internationally, the top spot people are looking at is Rome.
Really?
Rome, Italy. That seems to be the number one place people want to go, followed by Paris, London, Venice, Italy, and Sydney, Australia. Number one here in the U.S., that would be Honolulu. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's busy, people.
Yeah.
It's busy, so be careful. And Mike, one in three people in relationships have a kinky fantasy their partner doesn't know about. They just keep it to themselves. The top things, that doing it in public.
Yeah.
Bondage.
Oh.
Voyeurism. Spanking. Phone or Zoom sex. I think we all had phone sex at one time. Now it's Zoom sex.
Especially in the last year.
Yes. And threesomes. And, whatever. What do I want to... Overrated. How about that?
It's not as good as you.
Especially for you guys. What do they call it? The devil's triangle? Be careful,
the
guys.
Bermuda triangle
think it's
or something.
Good, but yes. But, maybe move that one down a little lower, okay? But, yeah, everybody's got a fantasy out there. Most of us just keep them to ourselves.
Maybe that's best sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure
because it has to be the perfect moment when you do bring it up.
Because
if it's not...
Right.
Then you, it's over.
You're either going to get the, oh, that sounds fun, or the, ew. How did I not know you? Oh, my God, this is it. We're done.
And
over.
Now that
bye-bye.
I know you want that.
Oh, my God, he's so gross.
Even if we don't do it.
No, spanking.
It's over.
He wants to spank you. No, he wants me to spank him. What the heck?
But we've been together for like 15 years.
Yes, I had no idea. Few Things You Should Know, sponsored by our friends at Southern Nevada Health District. Legal sales age for tobacco, 21 years old. Go to gethealthyclarkcounty.org.
To give you a better idea that Vegas is trying to come back now, a lot of the artists that were here coming back.
Yes.
Just got this in that Rod Stewart is coming back to Caesar's Palace.
There he is.
It's just called Rod Stewart, The Hits. He's brought this show to Vegas before, and he's going to be on the Strip at Caesar's Palace throughout the month of October. And Larry Martino will have your first chance to win these tickets a little bit later on this afternoon at about 4:10. Now, a second chance is on the contest page of the website. You want to do that, just go to 96.3kklz.com. But good to see Rod Stewart back in Vegas throughout the month of October. Regular seats go on sale this Saturday, June 19th. But you could win them before you could buy them with Larry Martino. What's wrong?
It's Tuesday and I lost my mouse.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah.
Hate to hear that. I lost my mouse.
Yeah.
Big game for the VGK last night against Montreal. It was new. I know, John, you're going to have more on this, but it was new for the Montreal Canadiens actually playing in front of a huge crowd.
Yeah.
I think they only allow like 1,200 people or something like that.
That had to be a little, daunting for them.
Coming out on the ice and everything
exciting,
else.
I suppose, but daunting.
Mm-hmm. So, game one last night at the Fortress. This is how it wrapped up.
Outstanding performance by the Vegas Golden Knights. From the goal out, White Cloud to an open area, and they count it out at T-Mobile. Game one to the Golden Knights.
Now, Morty was at the game last night, and I would assume it was very loud.
It was very loud.
Very loud.
Yeah.
You going again tomorrow night?
I don't know. It's kind of like a day of decision for me.
Oh, day to day.
Well, when you're Morty,
exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go.
I don't know. Maybe I won't. Depends on who would like to see me at the game. Perhaps I
Which way is the wind blowing today?
The arena with my presence.
What kind of cool thing will they give me so it looks good on television?
Yeah, right?
What were they handing out last night?
They had the rally towels and the glow sticks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a big win for you.
Yeah. Well, only got one.
Right.
But it's funny, you walk out and you see guys with armfuls, like they just go and collect them. Like, what are you going to do with them?
Play. You're going to play?
Yeah. Well, have we been in your house yet, Morty? We have not.
No.
So we.
All right. So again, game two tomorrow night. I like this. Even when they're up in Montreal, I believe the games are going to be at 6, correct or no?
I think 5, right?
5?
I hope five or six, that'd be even nicer. Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be even nicer.
Yeah, like,
and
I don't understand.
You know what? They're awfully nice, the Canadians. Maybe they will just move the game time for us.
But why are the Tampa Bay Lightning New York Islanders games at 5?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Never thought about that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Early hockey is good hockey,
yes,
though.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll say that. So there you go. Big win last night. Go Knights, go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anytime you want to reach out, text or call, same number, 702-739-9636. Tony's on our phone. Tony, what's up this morning?
Not too much. I got a crazy question for you. I just wanted to know, by any chance, do you guys have the immersive Van Gogh tickets, like, hanging around that you can give away?
Like, just sitting around and nobody
around
used?
Just for this guy, huh?
Carla's purse or underneath the keyboard. Or
right. Look in your
in
purse.
The plant somebody left behind.
Carla, look around you and see if you have any couple of tickets there that just...
I tried to win before, and of course, I know it's opening in July.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this would be neat for, like, a Father's Day present.
Be listening around 8:40, though, and see if we can hook you up with that Father's Day package.
Oh, that's a good package.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. I called to say I love you anyway. So there.
Thank you so much for putting up with us.
Maybe next time lead with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Father's Day prize package we have to give away. This is huge. Tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. Gift card. Enjoy Rodizio Grill. Also, Uniform Sports. Go shopping over there.
Yeah.
Popcorn Girl. Dad, go into Popcorn Girl. There's one right down the street, Durango and Charleston.
Yeah, that's right. And you can fill up your own favorite, you know, sports team's bucket.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of tickets to an Aviators game.
Sweet.
So 8:40. Man. You'll have a chance to win that. Weather-wise, excessive heat warning again today. High today, 115.
Boob sweat.
116.
Boob sweat weather.
Tomorrow, for both men and women.
Yes. It's yes, not and, just... and I was going to moob sweat.
Yes,
that's right.
Moob and boob sweat. We have 85 now. Tom from Philly's on the phone, listening on his way into work. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You guys are getting me my morning laughs, even when you don't know it. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru when you were talking about the Father's Day prize package.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the young lady's giving me my stuff, my big bucket of coffee, all that. And she gets this really strange look on her face and leans out the window and says, "Did he just say hot porn girl?"
What?
No. I said, no, yeah. It was popcorn girl.
The lovely.
I don't think the hot porn's part of the prize package. I don't know. That's pretty good at the prize package.
Well, that no. Depends on what you do with the popcorn.
Yeah.
No, but that's the place I'm going to open over on Sahara and Durango.
Right next door?
That's right. Popcorn Girl, located right next to Hot Porn Girl.
Have a great day.
Space available for both.
That's right. Thanks, man.
8:40, we'll give that away.
Yes.
Mystery Dad Contest. Yes. Popcorn Girl.
Correct.
All right. Hey, by the way, traveling over the weekend, my question for you this morning, when sitting in a row of three, who has control over this when you travel? Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in about 15, 20 minutes. While Carla was on the lake this weekend and taking advantage of her knowledge of naval safety.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank
Jody
you.
And I flew up to Seattle to see my daughter, her fiance, our little grandson.
Yeah.
And I just want to know this.
Back
when you're on a plane,
huh?
if you're in a row of three next to, not in the middle of the plane, but we're on, you know, a small plane, so there's three on one side, three on the other.
Right.
Who has control of the shade? You know, that you pull up, pull down, depending on the sunshine
easy,
or whatever.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I think it's easy. It should be, right? Mm-hmm. The person at the window.
Well, guess what? Guess what I found out over the weekend.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oops. Not only on the way up.
Oh, no.
Did the guy in the middle lean over the guy by the window and shut it?
Oh, see. No.
But on
the way
back, Sasquatch, who sat next or in between us.
Well, of course.
They're, Jody and I sit on the aisle. So we can be, she's uncomfortable sitting in the middle or.
Right. Okay.
Right. Anyway.
So, okay.
They each get an aisle seat across from each other. Which
right.
is basically the same as sitting next to each other.
Exactly, John.
Yeah.
So there's a bigger guy sitting next to the window.
Right.
And I'm not the biggest guy, but I'm a wide body.
Well, no.
So who sits in the middle?
Right.
This Sasquatch, like 6'2".
Like double wide body?
Double wide body.
Oh, of course.
And of course he has the big bulky backpack. Excuse me.
Oh.
And he reaches over and he's doing the wide spreads.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
with shorts on.
Man spreading with shorts on?
Yes.
Ew.
He leans over. He leans over and adjusts the shade. And the guy next to the window kind of looked at him like, huh. So you tell me, is this new on planes now that anybody can just lean over?
No.
Or who has control? We've talked about the armrest before.
You're not supposed to.
But now it's the shade.
According to the stories of how rude air travelers have been since it started, and I'm not surprised at that at all. But no, that's not the rule.
But, you know, you can ask that person at the window if they would mind putting it up or down. But you don't just reach over.
Has anybody encountered this or anything else on a plane where you say, hey, excuse me, or they don't even say excuse me. They just do it.
Oh, my God. They might as well touch your boob while they're at it. That's just wrong. My shade, my window, my shade.
Yeah, you get the window seat for a reason.
Yeah, you get the first drink handoff on the aisle. And, you know, the middle, you're secure by us hefties.
Thank you.
So don't you worry about it. Yeah.
Am I wrong on this? Anybody else? 702-739-9636. If there's flight attendants listening, pilots listening, what's the courtesy here?
Oh, I hope the pilots aren't putting the window seats down.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe they know about
that. But I think they would override even me.
Right.
You know, I suppose they could reach over. And then when he goes back to his little
cockpit,
I can put that back up.
In flying court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The question this morning, if you're flying and you have the window seat, who has control over the shade? Is it you by the window or the person in the middle?
Right.
Or me, who was sitting on the aisle?
Well.
Mike and Carla morning show at about 7:51. People texting in.
Yeah, we have a few people. They're saying, too. Now, Mike said, hello, if you have the window seat, that's you, period.
Mm-hmm.
Window seat.
That's
you
your
control.
Space.
Yeah,
okay.
The other one or two can ask, but 100% window seats, that is your property.
You just don't reach over.
No, you don't. Certainly don't do that.
And shut it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Margaret said it, too. No one should touch the shade that you paid for. That's the window seat's window.
Okay.
So she said, I'd be rude and open it back up if somebody reached over.
If I were that person, I would have done the same thing. And while you're looking at the person who shot it.
Yes, that's right. No words, just looking at them.
Shannon, what about you?
Well, I was interested on your topic. I mean, coming from an aviation brat like myself, my dad worked for the airlines for 35 years, retired. So honestly, according to aerial etiquette, whoever has the seat close to the window has control.
Yes.
I mean, that's why you sit by the window, because you want control.
Well, most people, under normal circumstances, if you pick your seat,
exactly,
you're paying for that spot, you're paying for that window.
Paid for that seat on every other airline but Southwest. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I never even thought about that.
Right?
Exactly. So if you're in that seat and someone takes control of your window and say, oh, you see, I don't think so.
You will appreciate this, Shannon, because one of our listeners said, if someone reached over me to do anything on the plane, I might bite their arm.
Wow.
I'm
thinking if I'm by the window, I would have said something.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely would have said something, especially, I mean, like I said, growing up with my dad working for the airline, I've seen the airline change. I mean, first class, you had to dress up for first class.
Oh, yeah.
People don't anymore. You don't do any of that anymore. It's like Vegas. Way back when, you dressed to go to the casinos. You don't do that anymore either.
Oh, don't even start. I flip-flops on a plane, and then you take them off on the plane? No.
But you know what, Carla? I don't think it's as bad as having shoes on and taking those off, which, by the way, the guy next to me on the way there did.
He used to offer barf bags on the plane, too. So that's when you pull the barf bags. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. Great.
Shannon, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
I guess everybody has their opinion, but I wish you people would have been on the plane with me.
Yeah, right.
All right, more calls and texts in a couple of minutes. It's the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Commodores, glad people are feeling the same way I do or did over the weekend flying up and down from Seattle, and this situation where the guy and the person in the middle felt that he or she could just reach over the guy next to the window and either put down the shade or pull it up.
Did the person react? Did the person at the window react?
Neither one.
Oh, okay.
The one guy on the way back kind of looked at him like, Oh.
Okay. Some people are like, whatever, I don't care. You want to close? Close it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you're reaching across somebody.
Don't you ask? Do you mind if we just shut that?
Yeah.
Not even an ask.
Well, that's what Kim said. My seat, my window. They can ask to open or close it. But it's up to me if I do. I try to be considerate. But if you reach past me, there will be issues. Just like when the flight attendant hands me a drink, I let them reach across. I don't reach in front of somebody else. Okay.
And I would do the same.
I do a little reach because sometimes I don't want it to spill or something like that. So, I'll get it.
Shirley, tell everybody your story.
I just flew United. And when I bought my tickets, they charge you what preference of seat that you want.
So if you pay for the window, then you rightfully have control of the window.
Oh, yes, I did. And I took advantage of it.
Shirley was in front of the window.
Yeah.
My window! I paid extra.
But a previous flight, a few months before that, a young man looked like he might have been 21, stood up behind my seat, reached over me and pulled my window shut.
What?
Yeah,
I said, what's going on? That window is going to be open. And we had a contest all the way to Texas.
You know what? That takes some nads.
Yeah, it does.
To stand up behind somebody, reach over the seat and your shoulder and shut it.
Yes, sir.
That's Shirley.
Yeah.
Do not cross her.
I'm classic rude.
Yeah, there you go. I'm classy rude.
Right? I love it. Love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That somebody would stand up behind you.
Wow, that's gutsy.
And do it.
That is gutsy.
Excessive heat warning, of course, today and tomorrow, all week long, in fact. High today, 115, 116. Tomorrow doesn't matter. 115, 116.
What does it matter at that point? It doesn't even matter.
No.
I might as well be, sitting my butt in fire at this point.
High teens, I'll just say that.
Powder up. Now, I have a friend who went to Florida. I said, how is it? It's gross. I said, okay, well, at least we're dry, right?
Yes.
I guess we're dry.
That's when the dry heat comes into play.
Oh, and it does make a difference. Yeah,
all right, 91 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for
Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, filming has begun on the next Indiana Jones movie. I can't remember how many this is now, but yeah, Harrison Ford.
Really?
Yeah, doing it. Cracking his whip. I'm sorry.
Is he the great grandfather now?
This will be interesting to see. I've seen him on a couple of things in interviews, and it's like speed it up. Come on, Harrison.
I mean, I remember the one where Sean Connery was the grandfather.
That was good, yeah.
And Harrison Ford was the grandson.
Right.
And then they had a little, who was it, Leonardo or who
oh,
was
no,
it?
No, the next Shia one was LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
No, there was another kid, an actor, he tragically passed away.
River Phoenix. That's right. I forgot about that.
Or did
that.
He
that's
turn
right.
into Harrison Ford?
I don't know what.
Okay,
I don't,
whatever.
All I know is Indy is, Okay. Crack. Don't crack your hip, baby. It's a whip. Crack the whip.
Snakes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this has been, last couple weeks, very interesting. John Legend's wife, Chrissy Teigen, she, Morty, is a bit of a Twitter troll. She likes to pick on people.
Yeah.
And she got a lot of trouble. She's lost some accounts. She had a whole line of, cookware and stuff like that at Target. They dumped her. And she has apologized now for being a Twitter troll. So
I thought she canceled her Twitter account.
She did. Oh. She did, but she did put out an apology, of course. So you know what? Your move, everyone else on Twitter. How about that? Yeah. It's for trolls, I think. Twitter's just for trolls.
If you don't know, Morty goes on about the Vegas Golden Knights and tries to bait people.
Yes, Morty will bait people. Yeah.
Or just for
at least,
sport.
Yeah, at least clap back. That's for sure.
I'm telling you, it takes a lot of time and practice to be good at it.
Morty's days. I know. What with... you know, going to the games.
Yeah.
And then having to, you know, troll
right.
the fans after.
Yep.
We're painting a horrible picture.
Takes a lot
like
out
that.
Of you.
It's not,
you.
Yes, it does.
Riding the escalator all the way up.
And it's very expensive.
Yes, yeah. Or, well, Mike, I mean, being carried up, you know, on yeah. the throne.
Yes.
They bring you to your down to your seat, I should
okay.
say. A Quiet Place Part 2. Listen to this. The first movie to cross the $100 million mark since the pandemic.
Ooh.
That's a huge
wow.
deal. When the stars were asked for comment, they said nothing. thank you. I've missed this.
Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel says he will leave the Fast and Furious franchise
oh boy.
After two more movies.
Oh.
So he's not done yet.
So another
but
10
he's
years.
Leaving. Yes, at least that's what I think he said. I can't understand him usually. I don't even know how to. I'll skip that for a minute. Some of the roles that actors and musicians took so their kids or grandkids would think they are cool.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about, who was it, Will Smith?
Yeah.
In the Shark Tale. He
yeah.
did that so his kids could see it. Ryan Reynolds, Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
David Bowie in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? And one last story I have to tell you. I got to work around. The NBC show Ultimate Slip and Slide. That's
oh.
a show. Yeah. Yeah. They had to stop production. I don't know.
I saw there was this story.
There was an outbreak of very messy number two.
Oh, boy.
On a slip and slide.
They used the word explosive.
Yes. Yes, it was explosive and I think projectile.
Do you just hose it down?
Oh,
you
never know.
No.
I don't know. Well, it's a slip and slide. Go buy a new one. How about that? How about that? You buy a new slip and slide.
They're like a buck
know.
50 or something
I know,
like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is just why? Why?
No.
Why, people? And then the Lego show. A kid got a Lego stuff. Well, anyhow, that is it for now. You miss anything on this show, hit up our podcasts, 96.3kklz.com.
We have talked about this before, the 17-year rage of cicadas and how people have embraced the fact that, you know what, you kill them, you eat them, not bad. Put something on them.
Right.
Not all people, but a lot of people.
Right.
This is a pizza place in Ohio, Carla, that puts them on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people reacting.
This isn't just a cicada pizza on cicadas on cheese pizza here. You know?
I was okay until I saw what okay. looks like maybe one of his eyeballs
that's
on my right. napkin.
See, I think
that's just the goo. I'm going in for a whole cicada. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing you could do to spice up a cicada to get me to eat it.
No, nothing
no,
at all.
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
Morty might be different.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm surprised.
No.
I'm surprised you wouldn't try it.
The fact that I can see them staring at me
yeah.
when I eat, no, it's okay, I'll pass.
Okay, I got you. Listen, I'm sorry, but do you blame the cicadas for not coming back every
yeah.
17 years?
They're
jeez,
just gonna
now
eat
they're
us.
Looking around just going, yeah, put me on pizza. I don't even care. Don't even care. These people are rude. Slamming the window on my plane.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
We'll come back, but it's not going to be
yeah,
for a few
well,
years.
We're going to wait. I'm telling you right now.
So, a place in Ohio having some success putting them on pizza and
yeah.
not just cheese pizza. It's like stuff like meat, sausage.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Well, see, you toss it in with all that.
You're not
even
going to know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the eyeball looks at you, and then,
yeah.
of course. Okay, well, to some, I guess it's a fun.
Man.
It's okay. So.
I guess.
Father's Day prize pack. We have another one to give away. We'll do that in about 5 or 6 minutes. It's all about Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Yes, it is.
We've made this very easy. And the prize pack we put together is amazing.
Oh, my gosh, is it ever?
So we have tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco, then Rodizio Grill, Popcorn Girl. Popcorn Girl.
Yes, Popcorn Girl.
A couple of locations. One right down the street, Durango and West Charleston. Uniform Sports gift certificate. Go shopping there. And a couple of tickets for an Aviators game. All you have to do is identify the father, the mystery dad.
Yes, that's right.
Here it is this morning.
There will be no touchy-feely. There will be no hanky-panky. There will be no smoochy-woochie.
From what movie or what TV show is that dad from?
Or the name of the dad.
If you're that good. That.
Yeah, you should be.
Here it is.
There will be no touchy-feely. There will be no hanky-panky. There will be no smoochy-woochie.
John, do you know?
No. I recognize the voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But not the show.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is one more time.
There will be no touchy-feely. There will be no hanky-panky. There will be no smoochy-woochie.
Now, we have the phones on hold right now, but after we get through news and weather, we'll look for caller number 9 to identify the movie or TV show that dad is from at 702-739-9636. Caller number 9, when we release the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is one more time.
There will be no touchy-feely. There will be no hanky-panky. There will be no smoochy-woochie.
Good luck. It's Father's Day. We got a great dad's prize pack to give away. Here you go. All you have to do is identify the mystery dad.
There will be no touchy-feely. There will be no hanky-panky. There will be no smoochy-woochie.
Carla Connie's on the phone. Connie, identify what movie or TV show that mystery dad is from.
It's Dan Conner from Roseanne.
Good job.
Look at you.
Good job. And that was young. That was from the original Roseanne.
That's from Roseanne.
Yeah.
He's got that identifiable voice.
Yeah, he does.
What a great character on that show. You got the prize pack for Dad. And cool. Carla, tell everybody what's in the prize pack.
Oh, man. A pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco over at the Encore. A $200 gift card to Rodizio Grill. A $100 gift card to Uniform Sports. Popcorn Grill gift. Yeah. Yeah. You get that. Sports tin. I know. And a pair of tickets to see the Aviators play.
Oh, by the way, a second chance to win. Same prize pack except for the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets.
Okay.
But you can do that now. Register on the contest page of our website at 96.3kklz.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Carla, if you next time you see Angie, tell her a guy in Baltimore sensed he was having a heart attack earlier in the week. So he jumped in an ambulance and stole it.
Oh, well, okay.
Drove himself to the hospital.
All right. Well, there you go. Keep it simple. Right?
Couldn't wait around. And he actually was having a medical crisis, so it's unclear at this point in time that he'll face charges. So I guess if you are going through something like that.
I guess right? Listen, I have an excuse.
Mm-hmm. With COVID coming and everything going back to semi-normal and trying to get back to normal as much as possible, what are you going to do with all these masks? Bakery in Japan now selling edible face masks.
Yeah.
So you wear it, and then when you're done, you eat it. It's basically just a small loaf of sweet bread you strap to your face. But
I don't know why I'm breaking out.
They claim they had it tested. It actually works as a face mask.
All right.
So it's a piece of bread with a couple of straps.
That's great. Here you go, doctor. Here's your edible surgical gown. Here you go. That's great. Okay.
It's a whole loaf of bread that you wear into the surgical center.
That's great. I've been gaining weight. I don't know what's going on with my mask.
This is my fourth mask.
What are you doing with them? Eating them? Yeah.
And now, of course, when you hear that, you know they're going to have to come out with, like, well, this has butter on it. This
I was just
going to
say, is there
garlic.
A little bit of, can I get an Asiago face mask? That'd be great. Thank you. Wow. Well, listen, there's a woman in Michigan. She goes by Sydney Joe on TikTok, and she makes money posting. They're called stuck videos where she gets stuck in things and people like to see her get out. Well, last week she got a folding chair stuck around her waist. She wedged herself into this thing like between the legs, like a regular folding chair.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 minutes, her fans online said, you might want to call for help. So she did. Firefighters came. They had to use the jaws of life to get her out. of this chair. Bear in mind, people pay $2 a minute to watch her get stuck and unstuck. Yeah. Huh. Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong?
See, everybody thought you were, you know, your friends and your family thought, man, Carla's amazing. She does stand-up comedy. She does great radio and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but this girl's making $2 a minute from everybody watching her to get stuck in a folding chair. Oh, I see. I get it. Maybe I should be selling my fall into a door videos. Maybe people would like to see that.
Maybe, no, you know what? Maybe that's your niche. Maybe Carla falls.
Yes, there you go. Watch me fall. $2 a minute, people. Cough it up. Cough it up. I'll fall all day long. You want to pay me $2 a minute.
Off a curb?
Yeah.
Into a door?
Sure.
On a bus?
Whatever. She's just great. She's clumsy. This is great. $2 a minute. We're forking out for this.
So if she had 10,000 people watching.
Yeah.
And it was 30 minutes.
Morty already did the math.
That's $600,000 she made.
Yeah, because she was an idiot and couldn't get out. She truly couldn't get out of it.
I'm telling you right now, somebody's going to take you up on this idea of falling
Make
thousands of dollars.
Well, you know what? Let me know. Me know. It's not like I don't do it naturally every single day. So don't.
Morty, write it down. Next birthday, we're getting her knee pads.
There we go.
And elbow pads.
Why are we waiting until next birthday?
Oh, man. I cannot. And don't get it out of your head, people. She's not naked. It's not any of that. She's just a normal. She's cute. Yeah, she's very cute. Oh. She was embarrassed, I think, though. When
I hope the firefighters charge her $700,000.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. What do you charge? And guess what? We charge $3 a minute to get people out. And another dope, 44-year-old Claudia. I love this story. She agreed to pay $4,000 for a hitman to kill her husband.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have the money up front, though. She asked if she could pay an installment. It's $100 for 40 weeks. The hitman said, yeah, that's fine, but he was an undercover cop.
Oh.
So she made the first payment as a deposit.
Right.
And they arrested her. Now, it's not the first time she tried and failed to hire a hitman. She told police, you know, I tried once before, but that hitman didn't work out either. So she has had some bad luck along the way with hitmen, and it's unfortunate because now she's facing charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
Is she still married to the guy?
I don't think she is now, Mike. Yeah, because I'm sure if she's hot, she probably is.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything to my husband.
Okay, she hasn't killed me, though, right? She's hot. I mean, she hasn't killed me.
We can work it out.
I'm still here, right? I'm still here. I'll bail her out. No problem. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Carla, I think we're on to something here.
I think we are, too. As a matter of fact, I'm getting texts from everybody out there.
They're going to buy in.
Yeah, they are going to buy in. Now, Derek actually said, you know what? I got $5 on it, Carla. I'm in. I am in. Thank you, Derek. Now, is that $5 a minute? Or just, you know, what are you betting? What are we
that
doing
That would have
there?
To be, you would have to be $5 a minute.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm risking things.
Right.
I'm risking things.
Uh-huh.
Rick said, make the website for Carla instead of Carla Falls, Carla Crashes.
Oh.
I like it.
Kind
I
of
like
a play it. On words.
Yeah, exactly, if you will. I like it. Listen, they're dumber, more stupid things out there than this.
And then we open the phone lines. Where would you like to see Carla fall next?
Yeah. Where would you like to see me fall? Yes. Yes. She's going for soft landings this weekend, so help her out.
She really took a beating last week.
Yes.
I mean, she's making money.
Yeah, but guess how much I pulled in, huh? Yeah. But I know. Yes, that is a black guy. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Comes in on one crutch.
Jeez.
Looks like the flute player of the Revolutionary War or something like that.
Oh, makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. I'm doing this because this is more of a fun story. Good news, but fun. Apparently, over the past few months, this is out of Beaverton, Oregon. Over the past few months, Kate, her cat Esme, has, she's finding clothing in her yard.
Huh.
And, the cat Esme has been stealing clothes from neighbors' garages, from just various places around,
Yeah.
around the neighborhood. So She said, we got it. First of all, you need to stop this, Esme. And what she did was she hung a sign up and just said, my cat is a thief. If these are your clothes, go ahead and take them. Mm-hmm. Esme apologizes. It won't happen again. So I just had to do it because it's a fun story. But yes, people have been coming by and taking their clothes back and getting a kick out of it now that they know what's going on.
Right.
You know, it's not an actual burglar. I guess it is a cat burglar, if you will. But yes, it's all good. It's all good. Yes, that's right.
And it's like all clothes, not just panties or something
No. We're talking shirts, sweatshirts that she's been dragging out, just dragging out. Wherever.
Everybody in the neighborhood. Oh, Esme.
Yes, exactly.
Did you take my favorite t-shirt?
That's my t-shirt right now.
Very good. If you have a funny or a feel-good story,
yes.
You know what? Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Get ready to kick off the first of three commercial-free music sweeps sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. A couple of things, of course. Big win last night. VGK have the night off tonight, so they will play Game 2 Fortress against Montreal, hoping for the same result. But if you're looking for something to do, Aviators back in the ballpark wrapping up their series with Reno. Would like to get off the losing streak and pick up a win.
Yeah.
Before they have a night off and start a whole new series. But they're going to be at the Las Vegas ballpark, I believe, first pitch around 7:10 or something like that. So make sure you do that. Otherwise, tomorrow morning, 8:40, another Father's Day prize pack, which is so awesome. If you want to register, a second chance to win, except for the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets over at the, where is he at? The Wynn?
He's over at the Encore, the Wynn.
Okay.
Yep.
You can do that right now on the contest page, so make sure you check that out. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.